Welcome back to Real Walk Podcast. I am your host, Kiki, and it's been a minute. It's been a minute. The last month has been crazy with ministry work, and so many things have just so many beautiful things have come out of this month, and just learning, you know, more of myself and just changes. And there's things that I want to share, and I will be sharing very soon. Very exciting, but also God moves and changes and works in different ways than what we think and what our plans are. The podcast is not going anywhere. I want to make that very clear. The pod is not going anywhere. It's just a little bit of change to the pod, and just different expectations of what I originally had planned. But the Lord is, you know, moving in a different direction, and just really having this month, I've been really having a lot of just meditating in the spirit. I went to a friend's worship night, there's so much, but I went to a friend's worship night not too long ago, and God really just had to speak to me heavily. And, you know, we know that the podcast is called Real Walk, and to be completely transparent and be honest, you know, the walk is not easy at all. And I think being able to have so many things and have so many just things that God gives us and what he blesses us with, and just along with this platform, and God being able to just open doors for me through this platform and through the podcast, has been truly a blessing. But sometimes it's such a big responsibility, and I'm human, just like you and I are. We're human, and things happen. But God had to really remind me of where he was taking me. And sometimes, I'm gonna be so honest, sometimes it's so hard to understand where God takes you when you don't even know the steps that you're gonna take next. And sometimes it brings fear and it brings confusion, and you're just like, God, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know where I'm going. And God had to really take me into a moment of just showing me things and just showing me what he has for me. But also trusting in his plan, even when we don't understand. So the pod is been, like I said, such a big blessing, but it's also a huge responsibility. And sometimes you have to be prepared. Not sometimes, you have to be prepared for this. You have to be prepared to know the weight of what you're carrying. And I tend to be very quiet, and I tend to be very to myself a lot when it comes to just being in the presence of God and just, you know, ministry and things like that. I tend to be a quiet person. I'm very outgoing, but I tend to be a very quiet person. And, you know, when it comes to bringing a word and things like that, I do take it very seriously, and I do take teaching and, you know, like I said, bringing a word, I take it seriously. I don't like to just wing things, and I know that in the past, not necessarily with the podcast, but just in general, like sometimes, you know, we tend to just be like, you know, we got it in the bag and like it's all good, and then you come and you're like not prepared. And I don't want to make this a place where it's always, I don't want to make the podcast a place of just winging and just saying whatever it is. And I wasn't feeling confident in bringing episodes the last month. And I'm going to be so honest. I'm going to be so honest this episode. I wasn't feeling comfortable bringing any episodes the last month, not because I'm not prepared or not because I didn't want to. I would wake up every single day and I'm like, God, I want to record. God, I want to record. God, I want to record. And I just felt like there was a spiritual attack on my call and my confidence. And it wasn't that I didn't feel confident, like in a physical sense of like, oh, feeling good about myself. No, it was more feeling confident in the word. And I know that the enemy was moving. And saw something the other day that said, like, you know, we have to learn to control our emotions, because if not, our emotions can also control us. And I didn't want to come from a place of just like speaking and sharing and saying, you know, all these things, but I wasn't living it, or I was just coming on here to make an episode and to check off a box. So I went to this worship night that a friend had invited me and my boyfriend and my best friend. And it was funny because that exact day I had felt like there's been so many emotions of it felt like waves of emotions coming over me constantly in the last couple of weeks, and just so many different things happening, making sure things are good, work, school, friendships, family, like there's so much. And it was a Friday that the worship night was happening, and I literally got a call from my boyfriend probably 2 hours before we had to be there, before it was gonna start. And he calls me and he's like, hey, you know, I got invited by like some of our other friends from a different ministry. And he had said to me, he was like, you know, do you want to go? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, like, at that moment, I didn't really want to interact with people. I'll be so real. I did not want to interact with anybody. And I was on a walk, actually. I'm doing like these prayer walks, and I'm trying to commit myself to them for health benefits, and also just to have some alone time with God, additional time with him in my day. And I was on my walk and I was, you know, doing my thing, whatever, listen to a podcast, and he calls me and he asked me, and I was like, I don't know. And I was just thinking about it, and I literally felt my flesh tugging not to go. And then I literally heard the voice of God say, you need to go. And I was like, okay, fine. So I ended up going, and I thank the Lord that he spoke to me and that I heard his voice so clearly. I end up going and I sit, my boyfriend knows all these people, and I'm like just starting to meet some of them. Some of them are already my friends, and they're amazing people. I love them. They're men and women of God. And it's so beautiful to be around people who are just as in love with Jesus as you are. So I ended up going. I met a few new people, but it's obviously a new environment for me. And like I said, I'm very outgoing, and once like I get talking, I talk. But I was really like anxious and nervous, and I'm like, oh my God, there's so many new people. And it was in the home, like in someone's home, in their basement, and it's like one of those comfortable vibes of just like everybody's in sweats and like you're just comfy and people are just worshiping, and it's just acoustic worship, and it's without the lights and the cameras and all these things, and just the overall like normal schedule of like a Sunday service. And the Holy Spirit, instantly I walk in, and the Holy Spirit, I just felt him so heavy, so 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 heavy in the room. It was so thick in the room. And I'm sitting there with my friend, my best friend. She's sitting next to me, and I had literally called her like an hour before. I was like, hey, do you want to come? And she was like, yeah, sure, what's up? Like, let's go or whatever. So we ended up going, and when we went, her and I decided to sit, like, it was like the last couple of seats, but we were like in the back of kind of like the room. And my boyfriend sat like a couple rows ahead, and we were just like I said, instantly I felt the presence of God in the room. And as we were there, it was just, it was beautiful to see just people worshiping your age. And I'm such a, I'm a worker, and like I get stuff done. I do things. I serve. Like that's just who I am. That's part of my character. But sometimes the Lord needs you to just slow down and just take a pause. So I needed to have a moment like that. And God was literally, like, I'm not even joking. Like, God was just reminding me, this is what it is, like, to be in my presence. And sometimes we're in such a rush to be somewhere. We're in such a rush to get things done. And we're in such a rush to, like, complete and fulfill our assignment that we forget the one who assigned us. And God really just had to affirm and remind me that this is where you need to be. It's not about the assignment. It's not about the blessing. It's about the blesser. And I can't even tell you enough how much, like, I needed to be in something like that. My best friend, like I said, she's sitting next to me. I kid you not, the first, the owner of the home was an older lady, and they call her Mama Marie. And it's funny because I was like, I said to our friends that attend that church, I was like, oh, like, whose mom is she? Like, from all the young adults. And they were like, my friend turns around and he goes, she's all of our moms. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. That is so cute. And I loved it because it just felt like home. It felt like home. And it feels like home because the Spirit and the presence of God is in the room. And when you know, when you're familiar with the Father, you know that anywhere you go and the Father is present, it just feels home to you. So I was just there with everybody, and we're worshiping and stuff. And like I said, Mama Marie, she starts speaking, and the prophetic gift on this woman, like, I saw it instantly, and I was drawn to her. And she starts speaking, and she's just sharing a few things, and I'm not gonna go, like, super in depth with all of it, but she's sharing a few things. And one thing she says is, the Lord needed you to be here, and the Lord knew you were gonna be here before you even knew you were gonna be here. And I start sobbing instantly. I start sobbing. I have a black hoodie on. I'm like this. I have my head in my hand. I start crying. And my best friend sitting next to me, and she puts her hand on my back and she starts rubbing my back. And when I tell you, I could not stop crying for like an hour and a half. Because there are times where, like I said, I'm such a go, go, go. Like, let's, you know, let's get things done. Like, I have things to do. Like, I have my routine. I have to do all these things. And we forget that we need to take a moment and just slow down in his presence. And it literally felt like God was like pulling at me. Like, I'm literally trying to talk to you. I'm literally trying to speak to you. And it just felt like God was calling me in that moment. And it was just to sit with him. And just him reminding me how much he loved me the entire night. And just I would open my eyes and just see everybody worshiping. And it was just like I said, acoustic worship. And people were just like in his presence. My age, it's so like, the revival that's happening is just so beautiful. But when Mama Marie had said that, and she was, you know, talking about like, you know, you needed to be here. And I literally felt the Holy Spirit say, I'm speaking to you. And God is just so good. God is so good because he knows what we need and when we need it. So fast forward, that night ends and stuff like that. And just beautiful to see Jesus in everyone's face. Like, I didn't even know how to explain it, but I just saw Jesus in every single one of their faces. Like, I don't even know how to explain that, but I was very, I left there feeling like, God, I know you see me, and I know you see me. I know you see that I work a lot, and I have so much on my plate, and I'm trying to manage it. And God, I want to make even more time for you. I don't want it to just be like little spurts through the day, which are great, and that's, you still want to have your communication with God, and there's nothing wrong with that. But Lord, I want to dive deeper into my intimacy with you. I want to get deeper with you. And I know God hears us. And I'm saying this because I know there's people that are listening that feel like so far from God, and your mistakes and what you've done doesn't define you. It does not define you. And I have felt that as human. I have felt like my mistakes and the things that I've done, like none of that could ever be, like, how could God love me? Like, how could God love me if I've done all these things? And that's the beautiful thing about his love and his unconditional love. So I wanted to allow the Spirit to flow through this episode, and I didn't want to formulate anything, a story or anything like that, but I did want to read a little bit of the woman in the well in John chapter 4, verse 21. It says, Jesus replied, "Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter where you worship the Father, on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. But the time is coming, indeed it is here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way, for God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." And I love this story. It's one of my favorite stories. But I wanted to read that portion because it says, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, and the time is here. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way, worshiping him in spirit and in truth. He's not looking for a perfect person. He's not looking for a pastor. He's not looking for an evangelist. He's not looking for all these beautiful titles and looking for all these. He's not looking for a perfect person. He's looking for he's looking for worshipers who worship in spirit and in truth. We are all worshipers. It doesn't mean we have to stand on a stage in a platform with a microphone and singing. Worship is more than singing. Worship is what we do. Worship is how we live. Worship is our businesses. Worship is anything that God has his hand over. And it's a beautiful reminder to see that, you know, God is not looking for a perfect person. He's looking for worshipers, and we are all worshipers of his kingdom. So I wanted to share that because it's been very heavy on my heart, and I'm like, God, I have so much, and like, I know you've blessed me with this podcast, and I don't want to, you know, I want to steward this well. I want to steward my time, but God really needed to remind me, it's not about an episode. It's not about, you know, where I take you. It's about you worshiping me in the truth, in the spirit. And this is my worship. My podcast is my worship. This is where I feel the most, like, I feel so connected with the Lord. And it's not like, oh, when the mic stops and I stop recording, like, I'm not connected to the Lord. I'm saying this is where I know the Lord is calling me, and I know the Lord is drawing me to this. And in this area, to reach people through a podcast, and not for me, not for my self-glory or for my self-gain, but for his kingdom and for him to be known. And I want Jesus to be known through everything that I do. So when I steward my time well, I want to steward what he has given me. I want to steward the things that God has blessed me with. And sometimes we forget that because we're so caught up in the motion and we're so caught up in getting things done. And sometimes God needs us to be like, bro, like, slow down. I'm right here and I'm not going anywhere. God isn't going anywhere. He's not leaving us. He's not waiting for us to catch up. He's with us. He's walking with us. So I just wanted to remind whoever it is, I just want to remind you that God just needs your worship, and that's in whatever he calls you for. And like I said, it's not a worship of lifting our hands and in prayer and singing songs and singing all these beautiful songs. Our worship is what we do and how we live. So, this is a short episode. But I wanted to really, I wanted to just come on here and just share this because it's also a reminder for me that it's okay not to be where you think you're meant to be. And knowing that God's plan is always perfect and his plan is always better than our plans. And he's taking us, and I say us because we are a body, but he's taking us, you know, to places that we've never seen. And whether that's, you know, in a physical place or a spiritual place, an emotional place, God is taking us deeper with him. He wants us to know him more. And it just as it says here, you know, it's the time is coming. And the time is coming where imagine this was 2,000 years ago. The time is coming that we're to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The time is now. The time is now. It's not coming. It is now. It is present. It is here. So we should be worshiping in spirit and in truth. And I'm just really excited to see what God is going to do in the next couple of months. There's so many things that have, so many doors that have opened, but so many doors that have also closed for me. And it's understandable to also be a little frustrated and be like, God, like, this is what I wanted, or God, I did not see this one coming. But you know what? It's okay. It is okay. Because like I've said, you know, God's plans are always greater, and this is like the positive side of me, because not that there's a negative side, but the positive side of things is that even when things don't turn out the way we think they're going to turn out, God always turns it for good. And whether it's something bad or something that has happened in your life or something that's hurt you or something that's affected you, God always takes ashes and turns it into beauty. So with the podcast, there's definitely going to be some changes, and it's not what I thought, not what I thought God had, but there's going to be some changes. And this year is already like halfway through. It's already about to be June next month, but that's crazy. But I know that what God is doing is, I may not understand it, but I do know, and I believe, and I have seen God's hand over my life where I may not understand it, but God does. And then I come to a point where I'm like, wow, God, I didn't understand this then, but I understand it now. And so podcast is going to be changing a little bit, but in a good way. It's going to be really exciting. Get ready for a new season coming quite soon. I I wasn't really expecting that, but we're not gonna get into that yet. We're not gonna get into it. But yeah, so I'm really excited for this, the rest of this year, and to see what God does. And yeah, I love you guys so much. And thank you for each and every single one of you who have supported and who have continuously listened to the podcast and to just even praying for me. And I'm blessed, eternally blessed, eternally grateful. And I have everything that I need. Like I couldn't ask for more. So let's just pray this one out. Let's bow our heads where we're at. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us another opportunity to be able to share your word. And Lord, thank you for just serving us a reminder that you are always on time and you are always faithful. God, we know that your plans are greater than our plans. And you see far beyond what we can see and far beyond what we can understand. God, we know that you are with us. We know that you're present with us. We know that you walk with us. And you ordain every single step that we take, God. Lord, we ask you that you can continue to bring us to a place, an intimacy with you that is far beyond what we can see, far beyond what we can understand. God, that we worship in spirit and truth. Lord, we worship through our businesses. We worship through our finances. We worship through our friendships and our family and our relationships, Lord. We ask that you continue to allow us to give us the space and create environments where we are able to worship you through everything and worship you through our lifestyle, worship you through our living, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the opportunities, the many opportunities that you have given us. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for being such a good father and such a good friend. Lord, thank you for never forsaking us and never leaving us. Even when we have walked away, Lord, you have still standed there waiting for us. God, thank you so much. Thank you for just opening doors and closing doors, because we know that closing doors is also redirection. And Lord, we ask that your redirection aligns us to your will and your purpose for our lives. Thank you for who you are. God, you have done so much, and we know that you will continue to do so much more, not for our gain, not for our glory, but for yours. Lord, we give you all the glory. We lift our hands to you, Father, knowing that you are a father who doesn't do things selfishly, but who does things selflessly. So Lord, thank you for what you have done and what you will continue to do. And we ask that you continue to bless this podcast, bless the lives of those who listen and watch. Lord, we know that you have many plans for them. You have plans for this podcast. And Lord, that your hand is upon each and every single person. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing and what you will continue to do. And in your name we pray, amen and amen. I will see you very soon. I love y'all so much. So, so, so much. And have an amazing, amazing week. I love y'all so much. Bye.